Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now here's Justin.
Thank you, Brother Dearman, and dear friends, glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. Yes, my name is Justin Reed, and I'm honored to be the host of this program. If you want to share it with someone else or listen to it again anytime online, you are free to do so at readingtheword.net. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program, and from there you can find every program listed. This is the 135th in our study. So that means there's at least 134 as I'm recording this before it, and Lord willing, more after that. You can do so anytime online. You can play them online. You can stream them, download them as well. readingtheword.net. I want to share with you an article. This is a little different than what sometimes we do in this time slot, but I thought if I tried to rewrite the article, I basically would just do what the author did. So I want to share it with you. It comes from a wonderful publication called The Voice of Truth International that has been publishing a quarterly journal, if you will, since 1993, based out of Winona, Mississippi. And I do not remember exactly which volume, although this is one of the earlier ones, from the associate editorial, Brother Byron Nichols wrote this article. And it's called The Crucifixion of Christ from A to Z. He says, I'm confident that every Christian experiences at least occasional difficulty in keeping the mind from wandering from the importance and the meaning of the unique Christian observance called the Lord's Supper, of which we partake every first day of the week as is commanded, Acts chapter 20 and verse number 7. Brother Nichols says, let me share with you some thoughts that I hope will be very helpful for you as you eat the bread and drink the cup each Lord's Day. Now, they are arranged in alphabetical order for easy remembering. While some of these thoughts are his own, he says they did not all originate with him. Let's talk about the crucifixion of Christ from A to Z. A can remind us of his arrest, much like a common criminal. It can also remind us of the legions of angels who could have been summoned at a moment's notice by Jesus. And I'm reminded of that wonderful hymn, He Could Have Called 10,000 Angels. B is for the betrayal by a friend, and friend I put in air quotes. Also the murderer Barabbas. Barabbas' name's interesting. Bar means son of. Abba's father, so his name literally means the son of the father, and they would rather have a son of the father instead of the son of God released. Perhaps the B could stand for the blood that Jesus shed or the beating that he endured prior to the crucifixion. C may make us think of the cross on Calvary. We might remember the Jewish high priest Caiaphas before whom Jesus was tried, or the shameful crown of thorns that was mockingly put upon the Lord's head. We might even recall the Roman centurion who concluded, truly, this man was the Son of God. D is for the desertion by his disciples. This letter might also be for the darkness which enveloped the whole earth for 3 hours just before Christ took his final breath. E in the crucifixion reminds us of the end which was very near. The enmity of the bulk of the Jews, Christ's excruciating pain, or even the eeriness of that darkness that occurred at 12 noon. F makes me think of the Father in heaven and how he must have agonized that day. And I think of the forgiveness that Jesus desired even for those who were literally killing him. G has to make me think of the Garden of Gethsemane, the place of the disgraceful betrayal by a friend. Of course, there was also Golgotha, the place of the skull, and the site of the crucifixion itself. H in the crucifixion is for Herod, or for the hall where Jesus was mocked, or the hypocrisy of those leaders who are responsible for it all. I calls to mind the innocence of our Lord, and the fact his name is Emmanuel, which means that God is with us. J is for Judas, that trusted friend who turned a betrayer. I also think of John, the disciple whom Jesus loved so much that he committed the care of his earthly mother, Mary, to John, one of the seven statements that Christ has while hanging upon that cross. K, the 11th letter of the alphabet, serves to remind us of the kiss of infamy that was placed upon the King of Kings. Judas placed that kiss, and that kiss was the sign of who was the Christ, who was the one that should be killed. L, in the crucifixion, it brings to mind the lies that they told, and they could hardly get two witnesses to agree to the same lie. And it tells me of the matchless love that caused the Lord of Lords to give his life as a ransom for many. M in the crucifixion is for me. Dear friends, he died for me. And if you were reading this, you'd say he died for me and he means you as well. This letter is also for the mocking, the scoffing, the mocking, that howling mob, and for his mother, Mary. Dear friends, we need to pause in our study as we're looking at the crucifixion of Christ from A to Z. Fittingly, we're stopping in the middle of the alphabet, but when we return, we'll look at N through Z and try to remember what Jesus Christ did for you and I here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Appreciate you being here with us on Reading the Word. Yes, my name is Justin Reed, and we began before the break talking about the crucifixion of Christ, reading an article from an old publication, which is still published, by the way, called The Voice of Truth International. I've subscribed to this publication for years. Brother Byron Nichols wrote this years ago as a way to remind himself of what to think about when we partake of the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week. It's called The Crucifixion of Christ from A to Z, and we've already gone A through M, which is the halfway point in our English alphabet, dear friends. I want us to pick up now with the letter N, and we're assigning each letter with things that remind us about the crucifixion of Christ. So N helps us to think of the nails that were driven through his hands and his feet, as well as that ninth hour. That was the hour of his death. Translates to 3 o'clock for us in the afternoon. O in the crucifixion calls to mind the opponents of the Lord. They appeared to be victorious. Oh, that victory was quickly taken away. P in the crucifixion reminds us of Pontius Pilate. He released the murderer Barabbas rather than that innocent Jesus Christ. He had a great role to play in history, and I don't even think he realized what he was doing at the time. The letter P also calls us to remember the purple robe that was placed upon the Lord as an act of derision as they mocked him, called him the King of Kings, King of the Jews. Q in the story of the resurrection, or the crucifixion rather, has to do for the quaking of the earth that took place as that shameful deed was done. There was an earthquake at that moment, dear friends. R in the crucifixion has to do with the rejection of Jesus, even by his own disciples, those handpicked individuals to go out and preach the gospel. It also could stand for the release of that infamous murderer, Barabbas. S in the crucifixion stands for the spitting in the face of the very Son of God. Can you imagine? It also stands for terrible scourging, the spear that was thrust into the side of the Savior, and that elite Sanhedrin who sanctioned such an unbelievable crime. T is for the tomb in which his body would soon be placed. That was a brand new tomb, never been used by any man. In doing so, he fulfilled prophecy. T is also for the thorns that were placed as a crown upon his head and mashed into his head. T is also for the thirst, as he cried out, hanging on that cross, "I thirst," for a false testimony and for the traitor. You, in the crucifixion story, dear friends, reminds us of the unjust trials and the unspeakable shame and reproach that were heaped upon Jesus. When you study through the gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll notice that Jesus was tried a total of 6 times, all illegal, all at night. 3 before the Jews, 3 before the Romans, innocent, according to their laws, in all of them. V in the crucifixion story helps us to remember the vicious vengeance of his enemies, how they would stop at nothing, even plotting murder to the Son of God. The veil of the temple that was rent at his death, signifying how everyone can have access to God, and the great victory over death that Jesus would very soon display. W in the crucifixion stands for the water with which Pilate tried to wash his hands from his guilt, and the fact that Jesus was dying for the whole world's sins. And thanks be to God he did, because I am a member of that whole world, dear friends, and so are you. X, very interesting in math, stands for unknown. So X in the crucifixion story stands for the unknown. And truly the Christ on Calvary was the greatest unknown. No man had ever been before him or after him alike. Y in the crucifixion story reminds me of the yell of that riotous mob as they yelled, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And earlier on that Sunday, he died on a Friday, dear friends, on that Sunday, some of that same crowd cut down palm branches and they laid it on the road and they put Christ on a donkey. And as he came into town, the triumphant entry on what's been called Palm Sunday, they were yelling, "Hosanna, Hosanna, praise be to God in the highest." And on Friday, they yelled, "Crucify him, crucify him." Oh, how their opinion changed. The last letter of the alphabet, dear friends, is Z. And in the crucifixion of Christ from A to Z, the Z reminds us of the zeal of his executioners, how they truly stopped at nothing to kill the Son of God. Dear listener, many other words could be added or substituted, no doubt, that might be more meaningful to you. But let me urge us all to take this or any other legitimate means. We must make the death of our Savior more impressionable or more impressive to us, to cause us to worship more acceptably and more complete as we partake the Lord's Supper each and every Sunday. He's commanded, Acts 20 and verse 7, upon the first day of the week, Acts 2:42, they continued in the apostles' doctrine and prayer and in breaking of bread. Dear friends, we don't just take the Lord's Supper on a whim. We don't take it once a quarter or on Easter or on Christmas. We remember his death every first day of the week. And did you know every week has had a first day because the world began on a Sunday? And every week thus far has had a first day. And if the Lord permits this orb to spin for 100 more years, dear friends, every first week we'll have a Sunday. Or every week we'll have a first of the week, which will be Sunday. And faithful Christians will assemble to remember his death, which he says to do until he comes. And the moment he comes, we won't have to be reminded of what he did. We will see him as he is. I hope this lesson has been beneficial for you. I have enjoyed it, and I hope that it will help you to better picture the crucifixion. I apologize if it sounds like I almost cried once or twice, because I did, because this means this story is where Jesus died for me and for you, and it's very personal, and I enjoy talking about it. ReadingTheWord.net online is where you can find any of our programs. Again, dear friends, if you want to share this with somebody else, there's also a contact option through the page. I'll be glad to send you screenshots of this lesson if you would like it, if it'll help you as well. ReadingTheWord, ReadingTheWord.net. Until the next time when you and I have an opportunity to assemble here and study God's Word, I wish you a good day, faithful studying, and may the good Lord bless you, and may He keep you.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.